Hey, it's Malcolm D. Smith, and you're listening to the True You podcast. Today, we're going to be talking about some basic things such as the breath that you're taking in and the water that you are or are not drinking. So I was riding my bike the other day, and I was listening to someone talk, and she said, take a deep breath. And she was talking about what happens in our brain when we take a deep breath, especially when we're working out. And what she said was, when you take that deep breath and then you slowly blow it out, it sends a message to your brain that you're safe, that you're not being chased by the bear, that you're no longer in danger, and it allows the body to go into a state of relaxation. So that got me curious about the water we drink, about the air that we breathe, and so I started looking around at the different benefits of both breathing and of water, and I thought, you know what? This is some important stuff to look at. So what's interesting about breathing is, okay, it's breathing, no big deal, but what does it do besides, okay, it calms your nervous system so it doesn't think you're in survival fight or flight mode because your heart rate starts going and it can't see what's going on outside. And as you take those deep breaths, it's saying, okay, we're calm, we're good, we're safe. So there's got that. It brings a sense of peace and contentment and calm. Also, you know, people meditate all the time. And in meditation, if you've ever done that, they tell you to breathe deeply. But that helps with detoxifying the body. Often it can be a source of relieving pain. So I don't know why I'm thinking of when there's Lamaze breathing, but we can just calm our nervous system down again and relieve the pain. It improves your posture. Oftentimes when you take deep breaths, you sit up straight. I know that I do that. And then it works with things such as your lung capacity. The other day I was doing something where kind of was doing shallow breathing and I wasn't aware of it, but then when I stopped and paid attention, I realized that I was taking short breaths, so I took longer, deep breaths in and out, and it made my breathing a lot easier, and it was good. One of the things that I found out is that it can regulate your weight. So for those who are out looking to lose weight, when you're breathing deep, it is something that's going to support you in losing weight, so you can help regulate your weight. And then it can help with your energy, and it can also help with your digestion, just going back to your weight. If we take time to chew our food and take breaths between our food, it gives our body an opportunity to help digest the food. Now, more than just breathing is water. I did a program last year called 75 Hard. I think I've talked about it during one of our previous episodes. But in 75 Hard, you have to drink a gallon of water a day. And I was like, I can't do this. But it was amazing what happened. I think it flushed out my system of all kinds of stuff. Any challenges that I was having with sinuses went away. And then you were working out a lot during that time. So it's just replenishing and keeping your body at a regular temperature. So if you look at your skin and it's dry or your lips are chapped or things like that, you're probably not getting enough water. And there are a lot of things that water does. I had heard someone say that you should drink a glass of water before you, like in the first thing when you get up. And part of that has to do with that it's preparing your body to break the fast. So you haven't eaten all night or however long it's been. It's just getting the body prepared to bring in the food. And the more hydrated you are, the more your body carries it, is able to break down the nutrition that's in the foods that you're eating and then send that to the various parts of your world. It helps with your blood circulation because it's helping that blood flow better, and other things like it helps promote growth of your hair. So I think of, you know, when you're watering plants and the seeds and the plants, that water is helping add them. So if you've got, I don't know, I cut my hair off. If you're looking at what's going on with your hair and you're not drinking a lot of water, you might want to check that out. It lowers or decreases your risk of other diseases. And again, I think this has to go with you're giving your body and keeping your organs full of fluid so that they can function the way that they're doing. If they don't have that fluid, then they start struggling. And I imagine it's like a car that's low on gas. It doesn't have all the fluid that it needs to get going. Your skin looks better when it's dry. It's hydrated. I went to go get a facial for the first time in a very long time. I think I've had 2 or 3 in my life. But, when your face, they put air, not air, they put moisturizer and on your face, or they're blowing actual steam on your face, and it's your skin just eats it up, and it also reveals a lot of things. The rate that your body processes food, your metabolism will increase as you're drinking more, so that helps. It also helps with your concentration. So if you're having a hard time at work, just drink some water and see if that makes a difference for you. If you're having a hard time focusing on things, it may be that you're dehydrated. If you're tired, it may be that you're dehydrated. And the beautiful thing about water is that as soon as it gets to your system, it works almost instantly. You don't have to wait an hour for it to work. It's just like your body takes it to where it needs to go. Drinking water allows us to be more flexible. It gives us endurance. It helps us recover. If you're breaking down your, if you're someone who's doing a lot of weightlifting or weight training, you want to, when you train, within the first hour of training, you want to take in protein to break down the lactic acids, but then you want to keep drinking so that you're flushing all those toxins out of your body. The same thing when you get a massage, they tell you to drink water after that massage because that massage is going to flush all the stuff that they released out of your body so that you don't have the headaches and all that from all the stuff that's floating around in you. And it's supposed to help with your weight overall. So those are just some benefits. And that, I guess, is more of a physiological version of the true you. Paying attention to your breathing, paying attention to the amount of fluid you're taking in, obviously paying attention to your foods. Some people say you shouldn't have dairy. Some people say you shouldn't have gluten. There are a variety of different people. Find out what works best for you. You know how you feel, or maybe you don't. Pay attention to when you're eating. How does it make you feel? Do you feel bloated and gassy? Do you feel tired and lethargic? Or do you feel like you're energized? And if you feel like you're energized, then you found something that's going to support you. If you're moving and exercising and eating in a way that's not heavy and against you, then you should find that with that and exercise and breathing that it's going to make a difference for you. So take care of yourself, breathe, take in water, exercise, move. Even if it's walking is incredible for you. Maybe you're walking and listening to this podcast, who knows? But either way, take care of yourself, take care of your body. That's my message for today. Until the next time, be good to yourself and be true to you. This is Malcolm D. Smith. I'll see you next time. The true you.